Simon Reish Nun Gimel. We start now the dinim of Shehiyah Chazar. And Mr. Brewer gives a whole akdama from the Machzor Shekel to understand what goes on in the Simon. What is Shehiyah? What is Chazar? Shehiyah means leaving a tavshu, a cooked food, on top of the oven from Erev Shabbos into Shabbos. It's not about Tamana, it's not fully wrapped. It's not inside the oven, it's on top of the oven. You leave it there from before Shabbos into Shabbos and take it off on Shabbos. Is one allowed to do that or not? That is the Shail of Shehiyah. Chazar is something else. It means that the tavshil, the food is there, agabi akira, on the oven on Shabbos. It's there from before, let's say. And on Shabbos, you take it off. Let's say you want to take some food off of it, some food out of it. Now you want to put it back on top of the oven again on Shabbos. So Shehiyah is leaving there from before Shabbos into Shabbos. Chazar is taking it off, generally taking it off on Shabbos, and putting it back down on top of the oven. Now, we're going to focus first on Shehiyah. There is a machlokes between Chananya and the Rabbanan. Chananya holds that if the food is already cooked past Maichob and Desoy, which means a half-cooked or a third-cooked, in the practical sense it means if it's already edible, that if you stuck, if that's what you had to eat, you would eat it. So then there's no risk of Shehiyah, and then you can leave it on top of the flame from before Shabbos going into Shabbos. And there's no concern that Shem Yechate might come to stoke the coals to adjust the flame to make it cook better. Because since it's already edible, it's already past Maichob and Desoy, it's already edible from before Shabbos, and if you would make the flame too big, if anything, it would burn. So we're not afraid you're going to be machata the gecholim, you're going to try to adjust the flame, and therefore you can leave it on the flame before Shabbos, going into Shabbos, without being a guf of tuma, without covering the coals in the fire, or without taking the coals out, basically without making a blech. The chum asa this. The chum say that less guf of tuma, which basically means less to make a blech, it's also to leave a tavshal on top of the flame from before Shabbos into Shabbos, unless it's a special kotzarcha, it's fully cooked, and it's mistami per alloy. It's detrimental for it. It's not good for it that continues on top of the flame. So that means before Maichom and Desai, everyone agrees that there's a problem of Shehiyah, of leaving the tavshal on top of the flame, unless you have a blech. If it's fully cooked and mistami per alloy, it's detrimental for it to stay here on top of the flame. You're just keeping it here because you want to keep the food warm. So everyone agrees that there's no problem of Shehiyah, and there's no chashash and yachata, you adjust the flame. The Machlekes Chananya and the Rabbanon is if it's past Maichob and Desoy, it's already edible, but it's not in the Spashkot Tzorcha, it's not fully cooked yet. Or if the Spashkot Tzorcha, it's fully cooked, but it's the stomach Vyofloy, it's beneficial for it to still cook a little more. You can imagine like a potato kugel that's fully baked, but you want overnight potato kugel. It's the stomach Vyofloy, it's better to be on for longer. Or a chalant, even once it reached the point, you could serve the chalant, and the Spashkot Tzorcha, it's fully cooked. Sometimes it's for longer, it's the stomach Vyofloy, it's beneficial for it. Now there's a machlek as we show them, if we pass like Chananya, like the Rabbanon, do you need a blech when something's past Maichor Nisoy, but it's not up to the point of Mitztamak V'Raloi? The Rif and the Rambam, or the Sfarad Rishishonim, Paskin the Chumra, like the Rabbanon of Chananya, is a problem Shehiyah, you do have to have a blech. And Tosfos Paskins, like Chananya, the once Maichor Nisoy, once edible, by the beginning of Shabbos, there's no need to have a blech. Rashi tells this opinion. So in Shulchan Aruch, we're going to see now the Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber is going to bring as the Iker Shita, the Shita of the Rif and the Rambam, that you do have to have a blech. There is a Issa Shehiyah, unless there's a blech, unless Mamish Mustav Raloi, and after to ring a Yesh Omerim, the other way that's more Mekel. Shulchan Aruch says you have a Kira. Kira was an old fashioned oven that was open on top. The flame of the fire was in the bottom, the coals were in the bottom. You put a pot on top. It actually had room for two pots on top. So if it was heated up with Gefes or Eitzim is basic firewood. Gefes is Psoilus of Zaysim, which the Brewer says, same as Psoilus of Shumshimin, different things. So then you now have a tavshal on it before Shabbos to leave this tavshal on it into Shabbos, unless it was raining spasha kotzarchai and tvastamik v'raloi by the beginning of Shabbos. Now, in the case talking about over here, which Shmuel explains, is he planned eating this food at night. What if you're putting this food on top of the flame and you're not planning eating until the next day, until Shabbos day? Very common case, the chalom is really meant for Shabbos day. So is there an Issa Shehiyah here, according to the Chachamim? Or do we say that since the food is not going to be eaten until the next day, there's no concern that you'll be the Rosh for it to cook faster, and therefore you'll be machat the cholam, you'll do something to raise the flame, because anyway, you're not eating it until the next day. And the Bir Lacha brings, and the Arpaiskim Aramekel, that food that's meant for tomorrow, for Shabbos day, there's no Issa Shehiyah, there's no need for a blech. However, he says that really, we're not semach on this. You should be aware that you have the B'di Yevid, someone did it, this is what we semach on, the food for Shabbos day. If you did not make a blech, B'di Yevid, it could be eaten, it's not awesome. But one should not be semach on this heter on a regular basis.